Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about a nuclear Iran. Should Israel be afraid? Commander Dr. E.L. Pinko from the Department of Political Studies. He's a senior research fellow at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies of Islamic Jihad, Iran, and Hezbollah. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Pinko?
I'm okay. Good morning. How are you?
Very happy to be speaking to you. So is Iran actually a nuclear power? Have they managed to develop their nuclear capabilities?
When we analyze the military nuclear capability, we need to look into three components. The first one is the platform, the one that can carry the nuclear bomb, and we can put a V over there because they have a full array of ballistic missiles, cruise missiles that can carry a nuclear bomb. This is one. The second component is the what we call the weapon system, the one that enables to start the or to initiate the nuclear process. And we saw that when Benjamin Netanyahu was presenting the if you remember the discs and all the Mossad has stolen from Iran, the materials, it was presented that they have over there a weapon system that can be used. So this is check number two. Number three, the last component is the nuclear materials, the enriched uranium. Yeah, and they are announcing that they don't have it on a military grade, which is 90%. But the UN already presented in July 2022 that they reach those amounts of 90%. So they are declaring that they don't have it, but we do understand that they have already the military grade capability. So taking this into consideration, we totally understand that they have military nuclear capabilities.
It's very concerning. Right. I mean, should Israel be concerned? I'm concerned. I'm sitting at the bottom of Africa as we're having this conversation.
Yeah, first, I think in your place, you don't have to concern because the relationships within Iran and the South Africa are very good and they're pretty much going along together. Regarding Israel, we totally have a way to concern or a need to concern. And you know, most of the cases, the fact that you have a nuclear power, military nuclear power, it's enough, and you don't need to use it because we already learned what was happening in the Cold War, in which all sides had large amounts of nuclear capabilities, and it was enough in order to deter and not enabling the one side to do things, military actions mainly, that the other side will not be happy to have. I will say that in a little bit cynical way. So the fact that they have already will not enable to do things for the Israeli military in case of escalation. So it's a huge and of course moving some kinds of dirty bombs, as we call it, which are bombs, nuclear bombs that are small, then you can put it in a container or in other civilian assets. This is also very bothering Israel as well.
You know, recently, and sometimes it's just being able to zoom out and look at all the different events that are happening. So the South African ambassador to the United States, Ruben Brigati, so he recently resigned, and he said that it is one of the reasons that he gave was because he claimed that there were Russian ships that came to South Africa and the government wouldn't confirm or deny what they were doing here. They were dropping something off and they were collecting something. Now, South Africa is one of the nations that produces uranium for the world.
Yes.
And, you know, U.S. Ambassador Brigati was saying, you know, he will, to his dying day, he will maintain that, you know, uranium was part of that transaction, that the Russian ships were collecting it. And that's very concerning, you know, because South Africa has you know, is allied with Iran. Iran's funding of the ANC.
Yeah, I can tell you first, when I was a very, very young officer, I remember an amazing relationships with South Africa, and even South African Navy officers that came to Israel, and we trained them, and there were times that the relationships were flourished between the two countries. And as you said now, there is a huge economical and other interests between South Africa and Iran. And now it's even in the International Court of Law in Hague, South Africa, I will say that presented Iran with a claiming against Israel of what is happening in Gaza. So now the things are went upside down, and there is a strategic and economical partnership between South Africa and Iran. For sure, for Israel, it's not convenient, and Israel doesn't see that in a very good way. And it's absolutely, you know, the Israeli will is totally different.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We just pray, because I'm not sure that anything other than pray can help. I mean, where do we go from here? You know, we've got friends. I mean, is it a genuine concern? And what is Israel doing about it? What can you do about it?
Yeah, I think it's a genuine concern, and I think that the nuclear Iran should be a concern of all the free world, the EU, and other countries as well, not only the US. Yeah. And you know, we are in a moment of history that it's very hard to analyze or to assess what will be in the next few months, because I think the world is pretty shaky with China, Russia, of course what is happening in the Middle East with Iran and all the proxies. See now, Iraq is starting to collapse. Jordan is at the brink of getting or collapsing. Everything is very shaky, and in 10 days from now, something like that, Trump will go into power, and everybody is expecting that something big will happen. For example, the end of the Russian-Ukrainian war, because this is what Trump was declared.
Sure. It's so interesting.
And we don't really know what he will do, but now it's a moment of history that everything is a little bit paused.
Yeah.
And paused in order to see what will happen. Just yesterday night in Chad, some kind of military coup against the president that was supported by the Russians.
Yes.
So we see already that the Russian influence in Central Africa is getting lower. It's also part of things that are being changed. So you see in the Arctic route, there is a real war that nobody is reporting with Russia, China, Canada, the U.S. and other countries.
Well, exactly. I mean, so over the last 3 days, I mean, Trump said that he was going to take over Canada. It was going to be the United States' 51st state. Then he said also Greenland. All of a sudden, Greenland is very important. Well, it's the way to, you know, the Arctic Circle has amazing oil reserves.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot to this.
So we are now in a really in some kind of weeks that nobody knows where it will go, and a lot of those depends on what Trump will do.
Yeah.
And this is and nobody really can forecast Trump. It's it's shooting in the darkness.
100%.
So we are now living, I think we live in a day by day, and everybody, all the world's eyes are towards Trump, and to see what he will do really, and what he will, what will happen over there. And it will influence many things.
Okay, well, whatever it is, may it be good for the world. Yes, thank you so much. That is Commander Dr. E.L. Pinko, Department of Political Studies and Senior Research Fellow at the Begin Sadat Center. And don't you feel smarter for having heard what he had to say? Yeah, it's the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies, Islamic Jihad, Iran, and Hezbollah.